Well, it's a great privilege to be amongst this lovely, friendly church again. Thank you for inviting me. And I want to speak, basing my sermon on the Ecclesiasticus reading mainly. In that translation, it said, it all is meaningless. And the other word is, the old translation says, it's all vanity. But my theme is we are one. We are on this earth to share and to serve one another. And this is the practical working out of the gospel in today's world. So we've had this reading from Ecclesiasticus, which is one of the books in the Old Testament we call the wisdom literature. And I want to ask, do we follow the wisdom of the world or the wisdom of the Bible, which we find here? There are radical differences between them. In this reading, the author of Ecclesiasticus seems to be virtually in despair because most people follow the wisdom of the world. And in doing so, he says in that wonderful phrase, they are chasing after wind. And in the gospel reading too, we have Jesus' very graphic parable of the man who stored up treasures for himself. I can relax, I am rich, eat, drink, and be merry. The wisdom of the world. And Christ gives a very severe warning. Christ could be very severe at times. If you follow that kind of wisdom, he says, you fool. So Christ's wisdom is radically different. His wisdom is to share. And in this period of history we are living through currently, we can recognize that this principle is to be applied across the whole world, our precious globe. We are given this earth, this globe, with all its riches to share with one another. No one people deserves more than another. Jesus turned the attitudes upside down at that time. He said the rich are not the ones with great possessions. The rich are those who share. They may not be rich in possessions, but they are rich in their love and their personalities, in their giving. And that is the true riches which really counts. Our riches lie in sharing the world's resources. For we are one humanity. We all belong to one another across the whole globe. We are one, too, with nature and the environment. Every living thing belongs to one another. So it follows that the vocation of humanity is to share and to serve one another. And there has never been a period in history when it has been more vital for us to realize our oneness on this earth and to act as one humanity and collaborate with one another across the world. We need to share our riches, our resources. And there is a prophetic movement called the sharing of the world's resources. And I have a card here, a few of them at the back of the church if anyone's interested. It's a wonderful challenge. It challenges us to act on the basis of the article, the wonderful Article 25 of the UN Declaration of Human Rights. And the current fact that it's quite clear that recent temperatures have been hitting records, is all in the news, isn't it, proves the seriousness of global warming. Could this be God teaching us thereby the necessity of living as brothers and sisters and serving each other across the whole globe? Jesus asks us, who is the greatest? The one who serves or the one who is served? He had this, there was the jealous dispute between the disciples. And at the end of it, he said, for who is greater, the one who sits at table or the servant who waits on him? Surely the one who sits at table. Yet, here am I among you as a servant. And it's actually really good that the most powerful people in our country are called ministers, which of course means a servant. Humanity's vocation is to serve, to look after one another across the world, but not just locally. It's important locally, of course, but also to serve nature and the environment, which has been given to us so generously. This is the wisdom of the kingdom of heaven on earth. Our treasure is in serving and sharing with one another. We are one world, one humanity. In the United Society for the Partnership in the Gospel, which is a missionary society we support in our ministry area in Brecon, near Brecon, I read, environmental disaster demands longer-term solutions in which the whole world must engage. We cannot clean our oceans of plastic unless nations work together. This affects fishing and other industries in which the whole population depend. The breadth of the challenge facing us is unprecedented, and the choices we make today affect not only our present, but generations to come. That is quoted from a missionary society. And I often wonder when a certain leading politician across the big pond talks about making his country great again. What does he mean? Is it to be strong, powerful, rich, dominant, or is it to be great in serving the world, contributing to tackling the urgent needs and problems of our earth, to serve the nations captured in poverty and in debt? And here I have a book which has impressed me enormously called We Are One, a manifesto for humanity which emphasizes the fact that it is being human. Human beings are humanity, which is what we all have in common, that we are citizens of the earth before being citizens of our homeland. It does not deny the value of true patriotism, love of one's country, but it does condemn nationalism. And we live in an age when communication across the globe has never been more easy, through www. and the telephone. Immediate contact with anyone, anywhere. Is this not God's gift to help us cooperate and serve one another? Jesus, the representative man for all humanity, the Word of God, the revelation of God's loving purpose for all, teaches us how to serve one another, especially those in need. In him, through him, healthy relationships and real communications are possible. And so we're going to sing later on, in Christ there is no East or West. And it's his spirit which empowers us to love one another, not just in our marriages, our family, our community, our country, but to love each other across the whole precious earth. For really, we are one, and Christ shows us the way to realize this. In any human relationships, because we are so faulty, there are breakdowns. There is need for forgiveness, understanding, renewal, and this can be facilitated by means of communication given to us today. Paul understands this all those years ago in a very, very different world than ours, but so relevant to us today. There is no question here of Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and freeman. Christ is all and is in all, in every person on this earth. So we are on this earth not to dominate each other, to imagine we are the greatest, but to appreciate each other with all our differences of culture, color, particular gifts, to serve one another in all humility. This is Christ's way for the world, and we each have a part to play to bring it about. First of all, in our praying, pray for the unity of humankind, to collaborate, to serve one another. And I think we really must pray a lot for our political leaders, for the gift of wisdom and compassion to be granted to them. Then in our conversations, we can witness to what we believe in, for our prayers and our communion with Christ affects deeply our attitudes, and it comes out in our conversations. Let's remember that there are also countless people, hosts of people, who are working away in an amazingly committed way for the kingdom of God, whether they name it that or not. Committed to justice and peace, battling the powers of darkness, of greed, denial, and materialism. You only have to open your inbox to find appeals to support such positive movements and campaigns. Our prayers and interest support strengthen such people. I've recently come across a scheme run by CARE International, advertised in the Big Issue magazine, actually, inviting me to invest in a project to help an entrepreneur in a poor country to start a business, a marvelous way to help someone to help themselves, to make a start. And our Archbishop recently reminded us that every single one act of compassion changes a life for good and imperceptibly has a positive knock-on effect. Each of us can be an agent for change for good, bringing good news into a dark place. Each person standing up for justice and obeying the impulse of love cumulatively and wonderfully can transform. For we are Christ's hands and feet, are we not? The body of Christ, alive and kicking in today's world. Our calling is to serve with our prayers and our support for all that realizes the truth that we are one in Christ. Amen.